Hi, I'm Dahlia Rose, and this is Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known. This podcast does contain adult content, and it is not suitable for minors, and it's definitely not safe for work. Listener discretion is advised. So welcome back. Today we have a special guest, Miss Lou.
Hi, I'm back.
Welcome back. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me again.
Of course.
Always wonderful.
Yes. So today we're talking about some interesting museums. I, for one, love museums, art, or history, but I have to say I've never been to a kinky museum.
No, we definitely didn't do school trips to those kind of museums.
No, we didn't. But they do exist.
They do. Apparently, I'm learning new things today. I didn't even realize they existed.
Me too. So, a kinky or sex museum displays erotic art, historical sexual aids, and documents from the history of erotica. So, we're going to discuss some of these museums around the world.
Amazing. Can't wait.
I know. And there's more than this. This is just what I have for now. So we might do a part two on this later.
Part two is always good.
Yes. Let's start with Australia. So I could find only one kinky museum, which was called the National Museum of Erotica in Canberra. The museum opened in 2001, but closed about a year after opening.
I mean, for a place called Land Down Under, you'd think they'd be a little bit more accepting to a kinky museum, wouldn't you?
You would think so. But I couldn't find out why this museum closed. It had a growing collection. It had support, so I don't know why it closed. But the contents of the museum were auctioned off. The collection consisted mostly of erotic paintings and etchings, as well as a vibrator collection.
Now that's going to be an interesting story.
What did you do today? Oh, I just went and looked at the vibrator collection.
Yeah. I just what are you watching on eBay, dear? Well, my toy collection wasn't vast enough, so I've got these now too.
You know, it's something for our art collection, honey.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that was the only one I could find in Australia.
So you'd now think there'd be more.
You would think
so. The size of the country, like the size of the actual country itself, you'd think they would have one or two at least.
You would think so. But, So let's move on to Europe now.
Some of the parts of Europe are kinky bastards anyway.
Yes, so they are. So speaking of kinky bastards, it shouldn't be surprising that Germany has quite a few kinky museums. Mm-hmm. One was the, I hope I'm saying this right, Beat Usch Erotic Museum in Berlin, which once boasted to be the largest erotic museum in the world.
Oh.
That's not surprising coming from the Germans. The collection featured historic Asian and European erotic art, including early pornographic films. Oh. But sadly, this museum was closed in 2014. Initially, the owner was looking for a new, bigger space to host the museum, but it never reopened.
Oh, that's a shame.
But there are several others in Germany. I just didn't name them yet. So we'll get to those. Maybe we'll just have to do a special German episode.
Maybe. If they have that many, then there's a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Where do we go next? Where's next?
Next, we're going to the British Museum in London.
I'm still shocked. How did I not know this existed? I had to Google it when you told me earlier. I mean, come on. Why have we not heard about this before?
Right. And I didn't mention this in my Victorian episode because it just ran too long. But this museum was established, or it's not a museum, it's part of the British Museum. So it's an exhibit there in the British Museum. So it's called the Secretum, or in modern times, it's called Cupboard 55.
That sounds awesome.
Right?
It's like Area 51. It's there, but we don't talk about
Area
it.
51, Cupboard 55.
Yeah.
You know, all the CIA, MI6 secrets.
We just have to find the numbers in between them.
Right. Maybe that's what's at Area 51. It's just a huge, kinky
Is.
museum. I don't know.
Busted.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
So the Secretum was established in 1830, but was a place where artifacts that were considered obscene would be kept under lock and key. By the 1860s, so like the peak Victorian era, the section of the museum was open to certain members of the public. So this was usually like, you know, lords and ladies, duchesses and dukes and, you know, higher up people in society.
Probably the people that wanted to feel better about themselves, they went to see the kinky stuff, went, okay,
Right. Or maybe they just wanted ideas. I don't
or maybe. Darling, I think we need to try one of those tonight.
So the Secretum held erotic artifacts and statues to a very intriguing cup called the Warren Cup, which featured scenes of homosexual acts.
Oh.
So it's considered one of the museum's most important artifacts.
I mean, I can imagine why that was hidden because obviously back then it was
Right.
frowned upon.
It was very controversial back then.
It was not okay.
No. So today, well, in the 1960s, the secretum was slowly dissolved as items from the collection were absorbed into other areas of the museum that were more accessible to the public and were more appropriate for the time frames from which they came. So you can still see the artifacts, it's just you have to find your way around the British Museum to find them.
They've sort of put them in obvious place, like hidden in plain sight, is the word I'm
Yes.
looking for.
Yes. So they're accessible to everyone now.
Oh, that's
But there are still some items that exist under a different name called Cupboard 55, which houses only a few artifacts and is not open to the public today.
so does anyone ever see it, or is it just no, we just don't know? It's just okay, right?
It's one of those like secret things where they're like, what artifacts? I don't know what you're talking about.
Nudge, nudge, Bridget Wink, secret handshake, show me the artifact.
Right.
Okay, definitely have to go and try and figure that one out.
Yes. We might end up in jail if
It's fine, we'll get Not Mr. Grey to come and bail us out. We'll have him on standby.
hi, not Mr. Gray. Guess what we did? We were trying to break into a kinky section of the British Museum.
Not surprised, I'm on my way. Why didn't you invite me?
Right.
Because we needed a getaway driver. We needed a bailout man.
Exactly. So that was the only one I could find in the UK. So in the Czech Republic, there's a museum dedicated to sex machines.
Ooh.
So the Sex Machine Museum in Prague contains, quote, an exposition of mechanical erotic appliances, the purpose of which is to bring pleasure and allow extraordinary and unusual positions during intercourse.
Ooh, now that sounds worth a visit.
I know. Although I'm not sure how I feel about the phrase erotic appliances.
I know that just fills her head with all sorts of images right now.
Like sticking a dildo on a refrigerator, or I
Yeah,
don't
is it very bizarre?
So, In addition to their 200 plus mechanical appliances, the museum also has a gallery of erotic art, erotic clothing, and a cinema with old erotic films.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's probably not somewhere I'd want to go, though.
No. No, that's going to be really weird old porn.
Really weird, and you never know who's done what in there. And
oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I don't know if they have jizz moppers in there, so.
Could you imagine having that job? I mean, it's some sort of like community service, right? You've done this wrong, you're gonna have that job.
Right. Make sure you wipe everything down.
Yep. Get it all nice and clean.
Now, if you're hungry for a different kind of sexual museum, the Budapest Erotic and Sex Museum might be the place for you.
Ooh.
So the museum opened in 2019 with an erotic gallery and a BDSM equipment exhibit.
Ooh.
Now, I couldn't find much information like in the ways of a website or anything for this museum. But I did find some reviews on a travel website.
Really?
Which are just as educational.
True.
So one reviewer put it as, quote, "If you love sex, be sure to look here. Many interesting and unusual things. Machines, devices, figurines, paintings. You can't remember everything. I recommend it to visit."
This just sounds like this whole world tour that needs to be done now.
I know. Another review said, "There are nice items in the museum, but it was far too pricey for the 10 minutes you spend inside."
Oh.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Clearly not what that person thought that museum was going to be, because right. I can imagine they're spending a lot longer than 10 minutes in there.
They're probably like, Oh my God. Oh no. No, no, no. This is not what I thought it would be.
I'd love to find that person and go, what did you think it was going to be? Where did you think you were going?
I mean, the title kind of gives away what the museum's about, so.
That, or it was that extreme that it was just mind blowing.
They thought they were kinky, but when they left,
it's not gonna happen. Oh dear. So where's right. The next one? Where else have we got?
The United States.
Of course.
So, this doesn't surprise me at all.
We want Europe. Well, I can't say anything.
We're a bunch of deviants here in the United States. I'll just say that.
And I love each and every one of you.
And we love you too.
Yay.
So in the United States, there are several sex museums. Chicago is home to the Leather Archives and Museum, which serves as a community archive, library, and museum of leather, kinks, fetish, and BDSM history and culture.
Ooh, a whole place lit. That must smell amazing because it's full of leather.
I bet it does.
That must smell like a good place. Can't beat the smell of leather.
And its mission statement reads, quote, "Making leather, kink, BDSM, and fetish accessible through research preservation. Oh my God. I can't talk today. Preservation, education, and community engagement.
So that sounds like they've really embraced it and just gone, it's here, deal with it.
It does. And it's, of course, it's only open to people over the age of 18.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
a good place to go learn as well. Yes. Like, if you're at the curious point of the lifestyle, then it's probably sounds like a good place to go to just learn it all. Well, not all, obviously.
Right, or learn what certain
Yeah.
contraptions are for, I guess.
One word for it,
What kind of leather daddy fetishes exist?
And you're either going to go, I found my happy place, or run for the hills.
It was not worth the 10 minutes I was in this museum.
Oh, yeah. We found it.
All right, so the next museum we are going to is in Nevada. So Nevada is home to at least two kinky museums.
Really?
The one I found in Las Vegas, which isn't a huge surprise.
Yeah, there's no surprise there at all, is there?
Right, and it's called Sin City for a reason. So the Erotic Heritage Museum opened in 2008. It now claims to be the world's largest erotic museum at 24,000 square feet.
Wow. That big. And that is what she did.
So I couldn't find much more on that,
See, that
but
surprises me. You'd think it would be all over the place. Like, they'd want to tell everybody everything about it.
right. But apparently it's an educational performance and exhibit space. So it houses a lobby selling various retail items.
That just makes the mind wander, doesn't it?
Various retail items. I mean, it could be anything from a stick of gum to like
A stick of something else.
Christ. To kinky
My.
tie downs and ball gags. I
Yeah.
don't know what various retail items are.
Oh dear.
But it also hosts meet and greets of notable sexual educators.
Oh.
So we might have to see
Horrific.
if they can get not Mr. Gray in there.
We'll have to be his entourage, obviously.
Right. So then in Virginia City, Nevada, so this is the last one I came up with. There's a museum called the Julia C. Boulette Cafe, Saloon, and Red Light Museum. Yes. It hosted artifacts from the Old West Victorian times in regards to old vibrators, condoms, and an elephant penis walking stick.
Sorry, an elephant penis walking stick.
Yes.
Right. That's a conversation starter at a family meal, isn't it? A granddad walking in with or grandma.
You never know.
Well, yeah.
I don't even know. Could an ele I don't know what the size of an elephant's penis is. So
Well, a
wait, hold
horse is
on.
about the size of a hockey stick, so it's got to be a couple of meters, surely. Or at least.
Okay. Why is an elephant's penis so big? Okay. How big is an elephant's penis? The largest specimen by comparison, an adult elephant's penis is the largest penis of any land animal at 1.8 meters, which is
Wow.
6 feet for us who aren't on the metric system.
Yeah, that. Whoa.
So, yeah,
Gosh.
that could probably make like two walking sticks.
Yeah. 2 meters long.
Unless you're like Gandalf in The Lord of the Rings and
Just raises questions. What was his staff made of?
I will never look at the Lord of the Rings the same way.
What did you say? 1.98.
1.8 meters.
1.8 meters. I've got tape measure.
Oh,
Oh my gosh.
there's actually a picture of one too.
Wow. That's taller than me.
There's a penis museum. How come I didn't find the penis museum? Hold on.
If anyone walked in my front door right now, I'm stood in my hallway, looked like with a tape measure right up in front of me, looking up at it, going, fucking hell. Wowzers. That's impressive. I mean, I'm surprised, but not surprised, judging by the size of the creature it belongs to, but.
I mean, that's almost as tall as my dad was.
Yeah. I'm never going to look at Jack's dad the same ever again because he's 6 foot. I've called him many names and Dick was one of them, so.
That brings up like a new insult. You're such an elephant dick.
Gosh,
Oh,
oh
well,
dear.
here. I just found a new museum for us to talk about.
Oh, what museum is this?
The penis museum.
What? There is a penis museum?
There is a penis museum
Where?
in Iceland.
Okay, I'm gonna regret asking this. What kind of penis is it? What, like just human, or are we talking like animal or a bit of everything?
Let's see. So it's located in Reykjavik, Iceland. I hope I said that right. And it houses the largest display of penises and penile parts.
There's not that many parts to it, is there?
So the museum obtained its first human penis in 2011 from one of many promised by would-be donors.
I
So.
mean, that's one heck of a request in the will, isn't it? It's I've heard of donors, like organ donors before, but make sure my penis goes to the museum, okay, mate? When I
Oh my goodness. But sadly, its detachment from its donor's body did not go according to plan.
Oh no.
It was reduced to a grayish brown shriveled mass
Oh,
that was
lovely.
pickled in a jar of formalin.
Well, there's another insult. Go suck a pickle dick.
It.
Nothing more than a pickled dick.
But the museum continues to search for, quote, a younger and bigger and better one.
We all?
Was gonna say, that sounds like my dating profile.
That's going on my Tinder bio.
Use up a new pickup line. Hey, baby, are you the Icelandic penis museum? Because I hear you're looking for a younger, bigger, and better one. It houses a collection of 280 specimens from 93 species of animals.
That's pretty impressive.
And they range from some of the largest to some of the smallest penises in the animal world.
But do they have the four-headed one?
That's what I'm wondering.
Do they have that one?
It doesn't say.
Oh gosh.
It just says they have a. What is they have a blue whale's penis. Measuring 170 centimeters long and weighing 70 kilograms.
That's smaller than an elephant.
I know.
That really surprises me. I mean, only by like 10 centimeters, but 10 cent, you know, can make all the difference. But
I Maybe it was
That's a
just, maybe he was a shower, not a grower, or a
maybe,
grower, not a
maybe.
shower. But the Iceland Review dubbed that, quote, a real Moby Dick. Oh my God, this article is.
They are comedians. I love it.
Oh, okay. So the specimen is just the tip. So that's just the tip of the blue whale's penis.
1.7. Yeah, well, that makes more sense.
So the entire organ,
Jesus.
when intact, would be about 5 meters, that's 16 feet long, and weigh about 350 to 450 kilograms, or 770 to 990 pounds.
That is a foot wider than my living room, which I'm currently sat in looking, going, fucking hell. Oh
Yeah,
my
could you
God.
imagine going to a real estate agent and saying, I want a living room the size of a blue whale's
Blue whale
penis?
tank.
You're like, okay.
Or like you're trying to sell a place that is like, just to give you some scale, you could fit an elephant, blue whale dick in here. Just to like in case you wanted
It does have vaulted ceilings, which are about the size of an elephant penis.
kinky real estate agent. It's like a bad porno.
Right?
Which I'm probably it probably does exist, a real estate agent.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, it probably does. Oh gosh.
So, and then the smallest penis it has is of a Baculum hamster. And you need a tiny magnifying glass to view it. It's only 2 millimeters long.
What? 2 millimeter? Oh, poor little thing. I mean, they are really tiny anyway, but wow.
So there we go. We've learned a lot about penises today. From four-headed ones to the size of an elephant to the size of a blue whale.
A hamster.
And a hamster.
My. Wow.
Because that's what Kinky Facts is all about.
It totally is. It's been educational, that's for sure.
We might just have to do an episode on animal penises.
Just for the yeah, just for the research more than anything.
Right. Oh,
Oh gosh.
so there you go. We've learned about kinky museums, animal penises, and new insults.
Yes. Go eat a pickle dick is my now new favorite one.
Oh, I like
Love
elephant
it.
dick. You're such an elephant dick.
Dick. You could at least be a blue whale dick.
Right? Oh my goodness.
Oh gosh, well thank you for having me. That was very informative.
Yes, thank you for joining me. And
Wow.
later this week, I'll be posting the episodes for April. So
Amazing.
we have some very intriguing things going on in April.
Ooh.
I'm going to be doing a special episode for my birthday on kinky true crime. So that,
Interesting.
yes, that one will be very interesting.
Yeah.
And yeah, so look forward to that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So.
I mean, it puts a whole new spin on part kind of passion, doesn't
Does.
it? Oh dear.
Very interesting. So,
Yes. Okie
yes. So, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
My favorite Brit.
My favorite yank.
Yay!
Of course.
Of course, my bestie.
Bestie from over the pond.
Oh, yes.
Definitely. Coolio. Lovely. Well, I look forward to the next episode.
Yes. I think the next episode I'm doing is on Rodrigo Borgia.
Who's that?
He was a pope.
Oh.
And actually, there's a TV series called The Borgias that was put out by Showtime, I think, where it follows him and his family, his wife and his children, and all the things a pope isn't supposed to have. So
Cool.
he's a very kinky little fucker,
Yay.
so.
Just that kind of person.
Yes. So, this has been Kinky Facts You May Not Have Known with Dahlia Rose. If you'd like more kinky facts, please feel free to follow me on Instagram or TikTok at Kinky Facts Podcast. That's all one word. To contact me with kinky facts suggestions, please email me at kinkyfactspodcast@gmail.com. If you liked my podcast, please subscribe to be informed of new weekly episodes, and reviews are also helpful. Thank you for joining me, and I hope you'll come back soon.